Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thank you, one and all, for taking a part of your life and sharing it with us. And it always amazes me that people all over the world are tuning in at your convenience and listening in on our conversations. I know I have fun, and I hope that you do, and I hope you get a lot from it, because we have exciting people every week. And this week, we have an old friend of mine. Get mad at me for saying she's old, but we've known each other a long time. Kathleen Ann Gruen McCarthy, better known as Kat, and I will be introducing her in just a few minutes after tonight's metaphysical musing. And since the date is March 31st, that makes tomorrow April Fool's Day, which means all bets are off and people will be pranking each other and doing all kinds of silly, stupid things. Not that that isn't going on every day. So be a little more wary than usual, but life is so weird right now. I hope that tomorrow all the Republican candidates for the U.S. election will just go, April Fools! And walk away. Things are just so crazy. But this is a good chance to talk about humor. And people that know me know that I love puns and sarcasm, which is basically puns, and irony, which is also basically puns. So why do I like puns? Well, for one thing, puns are about double meanings, and scientists tell us that people who pun and use sarcasm are actually smarter than most people. And people that enjoy it are smarter than most people, and it actually makes you smarter. It improves what goes on in your brain. How does it do that? Well, it does that because in order to understand the references and the multiple meanings, you have to do some internal work and rattle around in the stuff that you know and go, oh, he said this, but it probably means that, and I wonder if, and all of those things. And part of the fun of it is I have puns that I can do with my best friend, who's been my best friend for decades, that have references that go back decades and that nobody else will understand because they don't know the references. If you know the references, the jokes are hysterical. And if you don't, what did you say? Excuse me? So, you know, and sarcasm is basically punning. You say one thing, but you're really meaning something else. Irony is the same thing. You say one thing and you're meaning something else, and the audience needs to figure it out. And the bigger a jump it is to figure it out, the funnier the joke is. So I get a big kick out of that stuff. And the reason that I think it's important, I really think this stuff is important, is that I consider it my spiritual practice. How can humor and puns be a spiritual practice? Well, it teaches you to look for multiple meanings in everything. And doing shamanic healing work, I'm working on multiple levels and seeing things in multiple ways all the time. And there are messages coming from everything. And so you have to listen to and watch the world in a different way and understand that the appearances aren't necessarily what's important, and that there may be a message hidden in the appearances. So puns are a very important way to keep your mind fresh and keep you looking for more than one meaning in the world. That there could be the obvious meaning and a spiritual lesson and a message and all kinds of other things all going on at the same time, appearing to be the same thing. which is strange and really cool and a lot of fun. It's part of why I like the work that I do. So that's tonight's metaphysical musing. Happy April Fool's Day. And let's talk to one of my dear, dear friends, Kat McCarthy from themagichappens.com. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, David.
Well, I was thinking about this, about having you on, and I couldn't remember when we originally met and what the original connection was, because it was a while ago.
Yeah, a very long time ago. I can't even really remember when exactly.
Right, right. Yeah. It's been, what, 12 years at least, if not more, and I don't remember how we were originally crossed paths or were introduced. So it's been a while.
Yeah, a very long time.
But as things unfolded and we realized we enjoyed hanging out online together and all the various communication and that we were on the same channel, as it were, you started with a few friends. You started a project which has been going on now all these years that I think is an amazing thing and an inspiration to everybody. So I want you to talk about it, but it also has been really important to me, and I'll talk about that as we talk about how the magic happens unfolded. But I always ask my guests how your life path, your journey, your walkabout brought you to doing what you're doing now.
Okay. well, first I'd like to say, David, that probably one of the things that connected us originally in reference to your metaphysical musing was humor.
Right.
We had a lot of laughs, and that I think that humor is really important to building community. So it's more than just the philosophical, and it's also about community, I think, anyway. So how did I get here? Let me see. Well, originally I was part of a group of people who created an online community called The Powerful Intentions. And we did a lot of really cool stuff. And one of the things that happened was that The Secret got brought to our community. And we were involved in the viral marketing for that. And you know how crazy.
That's the book and the movie, The Secret.
Yes. It was actually the movie. The book wasn't out yet.
Ah, okay.
Things kind of wound down for the community about the time the book came out. So, but I needed something new to do. You know me, I'm always thinking.
Yes.
So I was having a glass of wine with a friend one night and said, hey, what if we started a magazine? But part of my idea at the time was I was playing in a lot of forums and I was tired of dealing with other people's opinions. So the original idea actually was so that we could have a platform where we could state our opinions without having to worry about
trolls,
all that stuff coming back all the time. But it grew from there. I mean, things evolve if you allow them, right? It's growing quite significantly. It's no longer that platform. It's you can now leave comments. So we're back to where we started, really.
Well, originally, The Magic Happens was a quarterly online magazine. And yeah. How many of us were there? There were half a dozen people, I think.
Yeah, the very first month was just my friend Wayne and I.
Right.
And I came and got a few folks like you involved. And it was like that for quite some time. It took me a long time to learn how to bring people in to write for us in a way that was empowering to everyone. So there was just the eight of us for a long time while I figured out how to do that.
Right. And, you know, I want to thank you because for me it was an incubator to develop a writing style. And it wasn't so frequently that it was overwhelming. It was, it was quarterly, every 3 months. But it was enough to give me a discipline and make me focus on it. And tonight's metaphysical musing wasn't particularly in that format, but the format that became metaphysical musing was the format that I created in writing those essays, those articles for The Magic Happens. So it was a very powerful incubator for my work.
Yeah, and you've really grown, and Sean is a bright light. I mean, it's our 9th year this July.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is.
And at this point, it's a monthly online magazine.
Yes.
And how many writers do you have now?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of about 65.
Wow.
But I can't give you an exact number because it changes.
Right, it's different every
rather
month.
Rapidly.
Not everybody is there all the time, but that's incredible.
Yeah, I just brought in a very cool lady who has several number one best-selling books. She's so successful that she actually has a team of people working for her, and she's decided to join us, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, the people that have shown up in the last year or so have been amazing folks.
Yeah, powerhouses, all of them. Yeah. It's been wonderful.
So part of what expanded this adventure was your own adventure of meeting Peter.
Yes. I actually met him because of the magazine, almost right out of the gate that very first summer that we existed. And I went to a yoga seminar in Norway. I met Peter and a bunch of other people who I had sort of bumped into on another website before that. So I could, and so I did, and I went to Norway to meet these people, and Peter was there, and we'd just never been able to stay apart. We'll be married this August and for 6 years.
Yep. And just so folks have a frame of reference, you're Canadian, and so you married a Danish man living in Norway.
Yes.
Moved to Norway and had to go through the very elaborate process of becoming a Norwegian citizen.
Nope, not a citizen.
No.
Norway is like the United States. You can only have one citizenship, and I'm sorry, I'm Canadian. I'm not letting that go. I like my country, and I like having that passport. Thank you very much. I can go anywhere with that.
Well, I knew you were going through a very elaborate process to be able to stay there, to be whatever it's called, permanent resident.
Permanent resident. And we probably wouldn't have cared about being married. It was just, it had to be done in order for me to get into the country, because Norway only takes 1,180 people or something like that, that the UN recommends as refugees. Other than that, they do not allow people to just move there. Mm. You can get a visa to study there or work there for a limited period of time, but becoming a resident is extremely difficult in Norway.
But if
you're married, then you're family, then you can become a resident. So.
And Peter obviously has some amazing skills, which changed the whole way that all this unfolded.
Yeah, I was finally able to get a magazine that worked the way I envisioned it to work. And he does a wonderful job. It's just a beautiful magazine, isn't it?
Yeah, and for those who are wondering what in the world we're talking about, it's themagichappens.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm not used to talking to people that don't know.
Exactly. Your whole life revolves around it. And Peter is a musician and he's a teacher. What does he teach?
Well, he teaches electronics, electrical. He's an engineer, sound engineer. But he also ends up teaching interesting things sometimes, like economics. He teaches for what we might consider a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of late high school, early college
right.
level. He has a lot of fun. And he works with a lot of special needs kids, too. So that adds another dimension. But now he's working on his master's in teaching psychology. So he's a busy fellow.
Busy fellow. And then somewhere as a sideline there, he also does some interesting healing and metaphysical stuff, as I recall.
Yes, he owns the oldest healing school in Norway. And what he does at the school is he teaches people how to heal,
mm-hmm.
how to heal others.
So, and he's the, he does all the video and the sound and the website and all the other pretty and technical stuff that makes the magic happens really cool now.
Yeah, he does. He does the stuff that I couldn't even begin to try and do.
You know, it wasn't bad. It was basic, but it wasn't bad at the beginning. It worked.
Yep, that's true. It did work, but it was PDF files and kind of, I don't know, cheesy, I guess. But maybe not for the day when we had it up. Maybe that was actually pretty good. But, you know, as after 5 or 6 years of running it that way, we were starting to look pretty cheesy, right?
That's always true. The technology yeah. changes and you have to keep up.
Yeah, and it's changing so fast now that even if I had learned how to do it myself, I'd be spending all my time trying to keep up instead of doing what I do well, which is meeting people and building community and building ideas. That's what I'm good at, so I'd rather do that.
So what else is going on with the Magic Happens? You've got all kinds of things either percolating and starting or in the works.
Yes, we do. Well, tomorrow, actually, we have a 24-hour Peace on Earth meditation being hosted on our radio station. There's three long guided meditations and one short one that will play back-to-back for 24 hours. And we're doing that because the World Peace Organization did some experiments and they discovered that if the square root of 1% of a population is to meditate or pray together, depending on what your beliefs are, it can reduce and has reduced in a number of experiments violence by 45%.
Yeah.
Now, 1%, or the square root of 1% of the world population is 8,000 people.
Right.
So we started thinking, we have this radio station that reaches all the way around the world because it's internet-based. What if we ran one every 3 months for the next 2 or 3 years? Maybe we can get to a point where there's 8,000 people meditating for an entire 24 hours every 3 months.
You know, even if you get 8,000 people for 15 minutes that they just happen to overlap and be on at the same time.
Yeah, it would make an impact. And, you know, everything I do is about service. So it just seemed like a worthy project.
You know, it's world peace and the American election. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, you know. It's a bit of a quandary because I'm not sure I believe in world peace. However, I do believe that we can be more peaceful. I think system actually.
It's obviously a bigger conversation and off topic, but the world is not peaceful because it's profitable to make war. It is a very high profit business to make all the stuff that are consumables. In having wars, so they just churn up business and sell their stuff. And the domestic version of that is the National Rifle Association churning up paranoia and fear and getting people to buy guns and ammunition. They're doing it internally and externally. It's very, very old. You know, that the makers of the munitions are the ones that make money, and the bankers who loan money to everybody to buy the stuff are the people that make money and are totally safe. And, you know, the soldiers and the victims are out there being consumed by it, and it's insane. Insane.
Yes, from that point of view, it's insane. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but part of my my genetic makeup is Native. My grandmother yes. was Native. And I was taught from a very young age that nature demands a balance. Mm-hmm. Nothing good can happen without something bad coming of it. Nothing bad can happen without something good coming of it. So from my perspective, a completely peaceful planet wouldn't be possible. Nature wouldn't allow it. From our evolution's perspective, we need that other side in order to continue to grow as a species. You know, a diamond's forged under pressure. The more
well, I think it's also
the bigger your heart gets.
Right. I think it's also a cyclical thing. We've gone through a period of a couple of thousand years of very dark times with lots of wars, and this is kind of the crescendo, the chaos before a big transition, where the powers that were churning all that up and creating all that chaos will suddenly not be able to do what they do. So there'll still be struggles on the planet, but they won't be the violent struggles that we're experiencing now. At least that's one of the points of view that I've heard a lot of, and the one that makes the most sense and that I hold on to keep myself from going crazy.
Yeah, that's always that, isn't there?
You know, you can't look at the appearances. You know, again, it's about the punning and the multiple meanings and what else is going on. If you look at the appearances, it's all crazy. If you look for the patterns in it and what's unfolding, it becomes a different storyline. So that's what I attempt to do. So let's tell people again where they can find you online.
Okay. Well, the magazine is www.magichappens.com, and the Peace on Earth meditation is being held on tmhradio.com. And me, where to find me specifically?
If you like.
Well, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Kathleen.A.McCarthy. Or you can just email me at cat@themagichappens.com.
Great. And no, I'm just getting a message here. Literally.
Oh. No channeling, David.
Yeah, no. We should repeat the Facebook information, which is Kathleen A. McCarthy. Look her up on Facebook, and you will find her profile there.
Yep.
So we're getting ready to go to a break.
Okay.
And you know all about that. You do radio.
Yeah.
And so we will be back shortly, unless, of course, we get taller.
I keep wishing.
Gotcha. This is David Franklin Farkas with Kat McCarthy from The Magic Happens. And this is the Farkas Files on Empower Radio. Don't go nowhere. We're going to have more fun. We'll be right back.
I'm home, and I love it, I'm home, where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg.
Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with Kat McCarthy from themagichappens.com. And we were talking about all the new things that are going on, and you mentioned the Magic Happens Radio.
Uh-huh.
So besides the event tomorrow with the 24-hour international worldwide meditation for peace, what else is happening with that? Because that's a really new addition to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it is. And originally it was thought to make it for writers only, but we've opened it up to others if they want to play. But the point of it is everything I'm doing is about trying to bring our readers into the community to get to know the writers. I believe that community is what makes things hold together. And so it was a chance for the readers to listen to the writers and get to know them better so that they could feel familiar to them. I'm quite excited about it, and the potential for it in the future is just huge. One of the ideas we've been kicking around lately is actually having another station for just meditation.
Uh-huh.
Would run 24/7 meditation.
So
that might be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard the latest and greatest. Are you thinking of this as the writers doing scheduled programs or people recording segments that folks can listen to?
You mean for the radio?
Yeah, for the radio.
Well, what's happening right now is it's I'm only taking pre-recorded content, so it's all pre-recorded. I'm not that savvy yet.
So. It certainly makes it easier.
Yes, it does. And you can edit too, you know?
Right. Now, managing live shows is pretty intense. Especially if you have people doing live spiritual stuff. We've had some really interesting stuff go on.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, that's very exciting. And I'll be participating in the meditation tomorrow at least once, if not more. What else is cooking?
Well, we now have an event calendar, which is really exciting for me. Again, back to helping create community between readers and writers. The event calendar is so that writers can put up events that they're holding or that they're attending. If you go to an event as a just as a participant, and there's 400 people, you could have two or three readers in that room, but they would never know that they read your articles because there's so many people there.
Right.
So it's to create opportunities to actually meet with people. One of the things that probably has served our relationship, David, is the fact that we've met.
Yes.
Right. And I find that to be a very powerful experience to meet someone that you're working with or reading about or whatever. So I'm pretty excited about that. But the event calendar is also open to people who don't write for us, or a small fee, of course. And it's kind of cool because it's not just an event calendar on the magazine. It actually hooks into a larger database created by the people where we got the calendar from. So if you were to put the Farkas files up there every week, it would go out not just to our readers, but also to this bigger database. I haven't quite figured out where it is yet, but I know what it is.
Well, we certainly should do that, and I would certainly appreciate the one more place for people to find it.
Well, you're welcome to. It's just like doing a post, and you find it right underneath where you hit the post to create that. So it's really easy.
Fantastic. You know, one of the things we didn't mention at the very beginning, the tagline for the magazine is Humanity Thriving Out Loud. And I find that, you know, such an amazing little point of view and an amazing way to look at the world, an amazing way to think about writing things. You know, how are people doing what they do and thriving and helping each other out loud in an expansive way and in ways that reach out and touch other people? And I think the whole idea is brilliant, just brilliant. And you probably wouldn't tout yourself this way, but just want to point out to people that, you know, two people sitting in an apartment in Ontario, Canada, came up with an idea and did it low-key for years on a quarterly basis, and then found other resources and other people and came up with new ideas. And suddenly it's a much, much bigger thing with a greater reach. And it was just two people with an idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's totally inspiring to me watching what has unfolded with you guys, and it's been a real honor to be a part of it.
Well, it's been an honor to have you be part of it too, David. You had humor and always a unique perspective to the whole thing.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is. Well, I told you once that one of the things I value most about you as a friend is that we don't always agree. I like that.
Right.
You can't learn from someone who agrees with you all the time.
Right.
So yeah. I appreciate that you're in the magazine and you have something different to say.
I often have
sure there's many others who do too.
Hmm? I often have things to say nobody else would think of.
Yep, or wouldn't dare say.
Okay, a little feedback here.
No, it's good. It's good. See, I believe in courage. I mean, if I didn't have courage, we wouldn't be here today.
Right, exactly.
When you met me, I was pretty close to a mouse. Right?
You were pretty close to what?
A mouse. You wouldn't have been able to get me on a radio show talking live. No way. No how.
Right, right. You were very happy to be behind a keyboard and not seen and not heard and be the one that makes it happen, but nobody knows who you are. And I've watched you change a lot. It's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks. But that's the thing, isn't it? When you come up with an idea, if you follow it, it will pick you up and take you with it.
Right.
So many people that I've met over the years have had wonderful ideas, but they just let their butts get in the way. And so they stay the same. Stay where they are. And it's really very sad because we get those ideas, I believe, because that's supposed to be our contribution to the world. We didn't come here just to sit and watch TV all the time, right? I don't think so.
Well, some people apparently did.
Well, they might think they did.
Right.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well, whole other conversation, but pulling people into things that are distractions, TV being a big one, and then filling their minds with things that are to the advantage of the person doing the mind filling, like commercials that say, you know, you're not going to be happy or liked by other people or rich or whatever it is unless you buy our product and do it our way. And so people spend their money and spend their time and do all of that and still don't get what was promised. But, you know, it's like being on the hamster wheel. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to do all of this, and I'm going to keep going, and you watch someday.
Yeah, what's that saying? Continue doing things the same and expect different results is mm-hmm. the definition of insanity, right?
Yeah, Einstein defined insanity as doing the same thing but expecting a different outcome.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I love about what you've created and what Empower Radio has created is these are places where people can get positive messages, listen to people that are doing extraordinary positive things in their lives and have a different perspective and get away from the program. There's a reason it's called programming. The programming that is saying, you know, just keep doing what you're doing and spending your money on the stuff we're telling you to spend money on, even though it's not giving you what we say it will. But you just keep doing it. You just watch someday.
Yeah. I'm working on a book actually called How to Get What You Want by Actually Doing Something.
Now there's a concept.
And my first the chapter that I like the most is my favorite chapter is called Kick Those Ducks to the Curb.
Those the ducks you have to get in a row.
That's what the programming's doing. It's giving us all these ducks we have to get in a row before we can move ahead, right?
Right. Right. It's got to look a certain way. It's got to sound a certain way. You got to dress a certain way. It's got to unfold in a certain way. And all of those certain ways are somebody else's way, not your way. Like, what's your way? Well, that's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that book.
And, well, my favorite saying around this stuff is do what you can and don't worry about the rest.
Right.
Because if you do what you can, then there'll be more available for you going forward, right?
Right. And
if I had
you've
to
done...
have the most beautiful website for the magazine in the beginning, I'd have been screwed. I took what was available. Right.
Right. Right. And you did something, which is the whole point to all of this, is people think there's a lot of preparation and a lot of skill and a lot of this and that and the other thing, and it's got to be cool and complicated and blah, 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 and it's just do something. It's just get it out there. It's like people who want to do stand-up comedy or sing or whatever it is. They have to go to their first open mic and stand up in front of an audience and have the courage to do that, get the feedback. You know, even if it's just doing karaoke, get up on stage until you can be on stage and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can
do something. But that's the key. You got to keep going, keep doing it.
Right. Right. I think of my my daughter, and who danced from the time she was four until she went off to college. Still a little bit in college. And her dance school did an annual dance on major stages in the area. They would do it with the Philharmonic. They did stuff with the Moscow Ballet. They mounted productions that were totally original with local artists and local musicians. And so she danced on a wide range of productions in a wide range of very big venues. And then she runs across people who went to the local dance school and they had a recital every year. And she would just look at them and go, you know, basically, oh no, honey. No, that wasn't my school. You know, and if you told, you know, this little kid that all that was going to happen and she was going to get comfortable being on any kind of stage and love it, probably wouldn't understand anything you're saying. But, you know, one step at a time, every year doing another performance, every year a little bit older and being given a larger part of the production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's those incremental. We forget that we all learn the way the little kids learn.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You start with what you start with and you get good at it. And then you realize you can do more and you learn the next step and you learn the next step and you learn it in incremental changes. And people think, oh, got to do it, you know. It's one of the reasons I have all the healers that come on the show tell their story, because people think, oh, you're different. You're special. You always could do this. It didn't, you know, it was easy for you. It's like, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and here's the one I love. You're lucky.
You know, after 20 years, it's easy now, but let me tell you the story, because there was an adventure that I had to go through to get here. And everybody's used to watching the Voice and the other shows where somebody gets up on stage and suddenly becomes a star. And it's like, yeah, every once in a while that happens, but that's not the real world.
No. Well, what was that joke I was throwing around a year ago? We're 8 years old now. We're only 2 years away from our overnight success.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody goes, he was an overnight success. They don't know that it was 10 years or more of learning the craft and doing all the different things that they did, no matter what it is, but certainly in performing, before something that they might not have even realized was going to be the turning point. Suddenly is the turning point, or they get noticed, or whatever the break is. And then suddenly other opportunities are available to them.
Yep. Yep. Like I said, you know, just follow what you can do, and that dream that you're following, it'll take you with it.
Right. And it's taken you all kinds of interesting places.
Yes.
And you've dragged the rest of us with you, which has kind of been fun.
Well, I like to do that too. I enjoy helping people become the best version of themselves I can. It's what makes everything I do worthwhile.
Right.
I just love watching people blossom. I mean, we have a couple writers that started back with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not writers. But today they're writing books and just amazing people, like Bob Rush, for one, for example.
Right. Right.
Bob
is one of the people that I mentioned the magic happens to.
Mm-hmm.
Long, long time ago. I knew his daughter. She was a trainer at a program I went to.
Okay.
That's how we met. And that's part of how all of this unfolds, is it's a growing network. One person meets another person, introduces someone to another person, and, oh, yeah, I'd like to do this. And I'm always telling people about the magic happens and suggesting that they've got something to say and they ought to write.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them show up and some of them don't.
Yep. Another budding star is Marie Pownell.
Mm-hmm.
She just started with us a few years ago, and she has improved steadily every single month. I call her our most improved player.
Cool.
She's just improved so quickly. Yep. And I love people like that who are ready to step up and try and do something new and are willing to do it.
Right.
And I'll support somebody like that with everything I have.
Well, it's time for me to write the books that we've been talking about for years and years and years.
Yeah, well, I knew you before you had a website. How long did that take? I know you'll get to it.
I knew you when. Yeah.
I know you'll get to it.
We just redid the website. Well, my daughter is off at college now, and I'm trying to settle into life after having her around all the time. And haven't quite gotten to the point where I've set things up to be writing. You know, I've got three books that have been rattling around in my head for 10 years, if not more. Those will be the easy ones.
Yeah.
And then
I have one that's been rattling around my computer for about 4 years. But Magic Happens keeps me so busy, I just never seem to get it finished.
Right.
So I know the feeling.
Well, one of the funniest things was my friend Frank does spiritual stuff as well. And he called me from a bookstore. And he said, I'm here in the ghost aisle, and I can't find a decent book about ghosts. Would you write the book already? It needs to be here. There's nothing with good, accurate information. He went on and on and on. I'm like, okay, got it.
Well, just let me know how I can support you.
Well, thank you. You always do.
And, you're welcome.
One of the books, it will be taking some of the early things I wrote for The Magic Happens and packaging all those essays up into, a book with fun little chapters with strange little stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, that should be the easy one because it's already written.
Yeah, you'd think.
Don't complicate it, hon. Just get some really general categories. These ones are about family. These ones are about yada yada. And just gather them up and do it.
Yeah, they call those airport books. They're the book you can read in an hour and a half on the airplane.
Mm-hmm. They're also called anthologies.
Right. Right, but there is a specific format for those short books you buy in the airport to read on the plane.
I never buy those, so I wouldn't even know.
Mine will be much better than that, of course.
Yes, of course.
Or, wherever they will sell. I'll be happy.
Yes. Well.
So tell people.
As you know, we have a bookstore on the magazine, so we can help you sell those as well.
All right. Part of the empire you're building. So tell people again the details of the meditation tomorrow, where they should go to plug in, and what's going on.
Okay. It starts at midnight tonight, actually, and runs for 24 hours. And there's three different guided meditations. So any hour, if you start at the top of the hour, you'll be able to pick up one of those guided meditations. We have some interesting meditations this time. I put a call out and asked folks to send me what they wanted to contribute, and I didn't get exactly what I thought I was going to get, but it's all really wonderful. But it is wonderful. It was just bigger than my imagination, I guess. So you can start at the top of any hour and just participate in one or six, whatever you're interested in, and you find them at tmhradio.com.
So TMH, like the magic happens, radio.com. And people can start anytime. It's midnight in what time zone that you're starting?
Eastern.
Okay, so Eastern U.S. time, North American time.
For 24 hours.
And we'll go for 24 hours. Well, as always happens when I have my favorite people on, we're running out of time.
Already?
Yeah. So let's tell people again where to find you.
Okay. Well, the magazine is www.themagichappens.com. The radio is tmhradio.com. And you can find me on Facebook if you go facebook.com/Kathleen.A.McCarthy. That's MCC. Or you can email me at cat@themagichappens.com.
Fantastic. And so, again, my guest has been Kat McCarthy from themagichappens.com. Thank you so much for being with us, and stay on so we can chat after the show.
Sure.
And
thanks for having me, David.
And if anyone out there happens to be curious about who's this guy, David, and what does he do, you can go to househealing.com. And Cleverly Hiding in Plain View is every kind of technology for getting in touch with me, including a link to an appointment calendar. I do a 20-minute free phone conversation where we can assess what's going on with a person, place, situation, and see how my work might be helpful to you. If you want more information about the show, that's at thefarkasfiles.com. And the whole archive is there, and you can listen from there. But you can also, the best way to listen is to get our mobile app for both the Apple or the Android platforms. And you just click on the show, and it opens up the entire archive, shows you everything that we've ever done for the last 5 years. And you can listen from there. We're also on TuneIn, iHeartRadio, iTunes podcasts, and Stitcher. So you can search for Empower Radio and search for the Farkas Files all over the place and listen at your convenience. One of the things that's always exciting for me is how the technology lets us be part of each other's lives and share these moments, these people, these adventures. At our convenience, pretty amazing time to be alive. And so I want to thank you for spending some of your time with us. And we will do this some more because it's fun. Next week, we will have our co-host, Lisa Campion, with us, and we will talk about some other aspect of metaphysics and psychic development. And we will have more guests as we go along. So thank you one and all for being here. And this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Have a fantastic week.